Section 34. Clothes.
Section 34. Clothes.
Clothes maketh the man, states an old English saying.
Clothes maketh the man, states an old English saying.
But is it true?
But is it true?
If we think carefully, we will find that it is often the case.
If we think carefully, we will find that it is often the case.
For example, when we see a man in a suit and tie, what do we think?
For example, when we see a man in a suit and tie, what do we think?
Different professions may require different clothing.
Different professions may require different clothing.
Why is this?
Why is this?
It may be because our clothes tell others which professional.
It may be because our clothes tell others which professional
or social group we belong to.
Or social group we belong to.
People feel more comfortable if they can identify which group we are in.
People feel more comfortable if they can identify which group we are in.
Usually, male and females wear different types of clothing.
Usually, male and females wear different types of clothing.
In the 20th century, however, this changed.
In the 20th century, however, this changed.
Women started to wear some of the traditional male clothing.
Women started to wear some of the traditional male clothing.
Even different cultures are starting to change their clothes.
Even different cultures are starting to change their clothes.
Around the world, Western-style clothing is becoming more popular.
Around the world, Western-style clothing is becoming more popular.
Perhaps this is not always such a good thing.
Perhaps this is not always such a good thing.
Variety in clothing can make our society more attractive and interesting.
Variety in clothing can make our society more attractive and interesting.